Hi everyone, I'm Oliver Berquez and welcome to the Brain, Born and Business Advice Cast Series. It's a short, sharp podcast which is no more than 15 minutes long where we're going to focus on fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, health, mindset and performance. It's going to be a practical podcast which is going to give you some takeaways, things that you can implement into your lives on a daily basis to get you performing better, feel healthier, and much more productive. So hopefully you'll get lots of take-homes from the podcast episodes, and the episode is coming up now. Hope you enjoy it. Hi, podcast community. Welcome to another episode of the Advice Cast series. Ollie here. Hope you're all well. Hope you're having a great first couple of weeks of 2020. Today, I'm just going to talk to you, today's episode is just going to be around just a few health tips that you can implement just to kickstart your 2020 and your health goals, because I think everyone's charging around at the moment, trying to do lots of different changes, commit to loads of things, New Year's resolutions, trying to change loads, and I just felt slow the pace down, give you just, I'm going to just cover five strategies that you can implement on a daily basis across the week. That'll be simple strategies that actually will have a really, really good impact on your health and your well-being. So yeah, that's what we're going to cover. And and as always, I'll just summarize at the end. Okay, cool. First one is water and hydration. And I think it's a really big one, because what we can find is that we aren't drinking enough water, and water can affect concentration, energy levels, and it's just all around really, really important. So I think what you can do from a water perspective is a strategy, really simple, is just have a glass of water every meal. So it's a really simple strategy, glass of water when you wake up, glass of water every meal. And then if you're someone that's not having much water straight away, that's going to be like five glasses of water from a start point. What I'm going to encourage you to do is to try and drink 2 liters of water every day. By drinking 2 liters of water every day, you're going to get yourself really well hydrated. And also, if you weren't drinking much water before, by drinking more water, actually you're going to reduce drinking maybe like the coffees or the other fizzy drinks or other drinks that you may drink as well. So by drinking a little bit more of that, we'll reduce intake of the less healthy drinks. Okay, so that's number one. I want you to drink water. Strategy that I'm saying you can look to do is just a glass of water as soon as you wake up, and then a glass of water every meal. But the aim is to try and get up to 2 liters of water per day. So that's the first little health tip I'm going to give you. Second one is just around sleep. Sleep gets overlooked in terms of someone trying to achieve their health and fitness goals, because what people focus on is training hard and their nutrition, but sleep can get overlooked. But actually, rest, recovery is just as important as your training itself. And what you're doing in your rest period and your recovery phase, and certainly sleep, your body's regenerating, it's recovering, it's actually getting stronger. So it's allowing you to train better on the days that you're going to train. So what I'm going to encourage you to do, a little strategy around sleep, try and get to sleep before 11 p.m. every night, but try and get to sleep consistently at the same time every night, and start to work on an evening routine. So things you can do: switch off social media and technology an hour or an hour and a half before you go to bed. That way you can start to unwind the mind. So it's an hour and a half before you go to bed, you're going to come off technology and social media. Another thing you can do is look to maybe read. So think of a book, like a fitness book, a health book, a business book, whatever you're interested in, and maybe just read in bed rather than technology. Because reading, you can absorb some information, but actually the act of reading will just slowly will help to unwind the mind. Other little things you can do is maybe take a hot bath, do some light stretching, do some meditation, do something of a very low thought-provoking task, something that's going to help you unwind and get into that evening routine so that you start to go to bed earlier. If you're someone that thinks, I've got to do a little bit of extra work in the evening, do you know what you'll find? Just by switching off a bit early in the evening, like going to bed at, 10 o'clock, You're going to get up earlier. You're going to get up more energized. So you'll find that your task the next day, you're going to actually now with more precision and more productivity anyway, just by going to bed earlier. So that's tip number two. Just going to encourage you to get to sleep before 11 o'clock or just get to sleep at the same time every night to get some consistency in your evening routine. Good stuff. So tip number three, walking on a non-training day. What you're going to do, so if you're training at the moment heavily and you're going to say three or four times a week, what I'm going to encourage you to do is walk or do some low impact, light cardiovascular on your non-training days. But walking for 30 minutes is a great one because you can get into the fresh air. You can put on a podcast. You can listen to something audio, an audio book, or you can just take in the, you know, the countryside or the walk that you're doing. So by doing that, it's going to be really good for your mindset and your focus. But also, it's called NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So you're going to actually burn some extra calories by doing walking and getting your steps up. So non-training days, getting your steps up is a really good way of doing that. And also, it's really good for active recovery. So by getting out and walking and moving, you're helping the body to recover. So come the next training session, you're going to feel, you're going to feel really good for that next training session. So that's your third tip. And that is, just getting your steps up, walking on non-training days. And it's just going to help to burn some extra calories, which is really good from obviously a weight loss or weight management perspective. Tip number four is protein. And basically, protein is the one macronutrient that we can't store. So your macronutrients being nutrients you need in large quantities, the others are fats and carbs. But protein is the one we can't store, so we constantly need to consume it. That means that we're going to need to include it in every meal, and this is the big thing around protein. So including it every meal is going to be hugely important. It helps muscles to repair, recover, grow. It's good for satiety as well, so it can keep you fuller for longer. And it's hugely important in any fitness and training regime. And because, like I say, it can't be stored, you constantly need it to consume it. So that's your next tip, is just to make sure you've got protein at every meal. Various sources, you've got meat, so you've got things like pork, lamb, beef, wild game, poultry, so chicken, turkey, duck. You've got fish, tuna, salmon, cod, haddock, you name it. Obviously, seafood and shellfish is fine. Those that have dairy, so cottage cheese, yogurt, Greek yogurt. Protein powders are great as well. And if you are maybe having four or five meals a day, protein powders are brilliant. So post-training, if you can't eat post-training, then add protein powder in. That's a good one there. Also, it could be like your breakfast. You're having oats in the morning or last meal at night. Protein powder is a quick win to get protein in. Just make sure you get a good quality source one. Cottage cheese and milk. And then in plant-based as well. So for vegetarians, you've got lentils and beans, chickpeas, tofu, tempeh. And again, you can get like a vegetarian protein powder that works as well. So protein at every meal, and that's tip number four. And tip five is the 80-20 approach. And this is something that I encourage people to adopt because it has real longevity and sustainability to it. Anything you do for your health and your fitness and your lifestyle, it needs to be sustainable. I talk about it a lot, but extreme diets, extreme changes, overcommitting, trying to be perfect is just not achievable. It's not sustainable because you're just overcommitting. You're trying to be perfect. It will only build resentment. If you're trying to be too extreme, your body will crave, and at some point it will rebound. So that's just not your body physically, but mentally as well. So what we do is we adopt the 80-20 approach. That just means that 80% of your meals in the week are healthy and 20% are less healthy. How that looks on paper, if you're someone that has four meals a day, so breakfast, lunch, dinner and a snack. So four meals a day, that's 28 meals in a week. 20% of that is around 5 to 6 meals.
So it's basically allowing you to have 5 to 6 less healthy meals across the week. And you're still going to have your health and your lifestyle in a positive way. It's still going to have an impact. And this way it's more sustainable. Suddenly, if you look at your week and you're allowed to relax on 4 or 5 meals, it just means that you're going to be healthy on those other times. It means being healthy, majority of the time, easier mentally to be able to cope, because you know you're going to allow some indulgence as well. And that's really important, as I say, for mindset and sustainability. If you want to go one step further, you can plan out your week. So, you know, if you know Saturday night you're out for friends, it's going to be less healthy, then make a note of that. If you're going to have an unhealthy, you know, working breakfast on a Thursday, it's less healthy, put that down on Thursday morning. Friday night for a few beers out with friends, put that down. That just means that's free. Then you can allow 2 or 3 other times. And it just means you can map out your week a little bit better. And it gives you, makes some accountability as well. Remember, what that doesn't mean, you can then binge from Friday lunchtime across the weekend, because that suddenly becomes 9 meals, and that's where it becomes counterproductive, because 9 meals across the week will just undo all your hard work across the week. So that's tip 5. That is the 80-20 approach explained. Hopefully that makes sense, and it's something you can adopt, as I said, for sustainability. So let me summarise the 5 tips for you. Number 1 was water intake. So I said about getting up to 2 litres, or at least 2 litres of water per day. Simple strategy: if you're someone that doesn't have much water, drink a glass when you wake up and then drink at every meal. That way you're going to guarantee at least 4 or 5 cups or glasses per day. Tip number 2 was a sleep routine. Get into bed before 10, 11 o'clock at night. And more importantly, switching off that unwinding process an hour and a half before you're going to go to sleep. So coming off technology and social media will just help to unwind the body and the mind, so that you go to sleep straight away and you have a really good unbroken sleep. Tip 3, walking on non-training days. So getting your steps up, and the importance around NEAT, that burning. So burning extra calories. Also, it's going to aid recovery. Tip number 4, adding protein at every meal. The importance of what protein does for recovery, repair, and how important it is for performance. And then the different protein sources that I listed. So fish, you've got the fish dairy, plant-based options, and meat, and so the options and the foods I gave you. So picking the ones you want, but just making sure every time you eat, you've got protein in your meal. And the last tip, the 80-20 approach. That's 80% healthy, 20% less healthy. And if you average that out, someone, say you're having 4 meals a week, 4 meals a day, 28 meals a week, that's going to allow you to have 5 or 6 less healthy meals across the week. That way it's much more sustainable, knowing you're going to have a little bit of indulgence across the week, and it will just get your mindset focused on being healthy the other 21, 22 meals, 80% the rest of the time. So they're the 5 tips. Hope they have helped. And like I said, they're simple strategies you can implement into your lifestyle on a daily basis. They're going to help you improve your performance, improve your lifestyle, and they're going to have a real impact on your daily productivity and certainly help you achieve your goals. Thank you so much to everyone for listening to the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope you got value from it. So I'm 25 episodes in now, and it's been great to connect with people and get feedback and know that the episodes are providing value to the listeners. So, you know, I'd love to hear from you. These advice casts are, as you know, no more than 15 minutes, just around fitness, health, lifestyle and performance. And I'm still doing the full podcast episode with business owners, where they're coming on talking about obviously their journey, their story, sharing great business advice and their sort of success habits and things, the challenges I've overcome. So really practical podcast there. So I'd love to hear from you. What podcast episode you enjoy? Is there anything you'd like me to add in? Is there a guest that I can bring on or ask questions to? Anything you'd like me to cover on the advice cast? Or just feedback, any feedback you'd like to give me, it's really welcome. I'm just trying to create this podcast, trying to make them the best they can for the listeners, for the community. So yeah, get in touch. Oliver@40fit.co.uk is my email. That's the number 4. Or connect me on socials. I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter or Facebook, but LinkedIn's my main one, Oliver Berquez. Yeah, just love to connect. We can have a chat and build a network from there.